All right, next up we've got Marison. And this song is chiptuned up to the nines. So a lot of these sounds came from this thing called the Arcade Pocket Operator, which is a device that you can buy that has all these sounds built in. And Lunkhead makes this work. He has, I think that all the sounds minus Aaron's voice and maybe a guitar are all done with this device or other synthy chiptunesy sounds. And this is a great song. It's got great singing from Marison. The thing that Marison does well is that they make no forced errors, typically. Everything here is solidly done, hits on all categories. And, you know, if you sound a little bit like ABBA on the chorus, like, there are these chorus backing vocals that go, whoa-oh, after she sings No Memory. And it's just, yeah. It's like this ABBA moment. And yeah. I'm loving it, and it sounds great. But yeah, this is just so competent, so well done. There's very little for me to ding. I don't see how this doesn't score pretty highly.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Though, I'm going to say that the verses are pretty dull and simple when it comes right down to it. But that chorus is so sweet that it absolutely makes up for it, and then some.
Yeah, this is not a super attention-grabbing story or... You know, this is just sort of a loved, lost sort of thing, right? Or end of the relationship type song. It's pretty vanilla in that regard. Yeah. But, you know, they didn't have a lyric about scooping an eye out with a clove or something. So no unforced errors.
Well, that was the best part of that song. So I'm just saying, yeah. But no, I thought this song is very pop. This song is it's very teen bop, very ABBA, and it's just very 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 good. You know, I did also like when the guitar came in for the bridge, and you know, in terms of dings, ding wise, you can file this comment in that category of, you know, dinged for criteria discrepant with the challenge.
Oh, that's so Grumpy Mike's favorite category.
Well, mine too. I always hated when we were dinged for stuff that was not part of the challenge at all. So like they had to reach outside or have their own sort of, you know, misread of the challenge in order to ding somebody that.
But every judge has their own expectations on how the challenge will be fulfilled. So, and you can't know all those ahead of time.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, some of them are spelled out, I remember. I'm not going to go into rehash old things, but I'm going to admittedly put this in that category. So that is that I kind of wish there was less chiptune in this song. You know, like I wish chiptune were kind of incorporated into the song instead of like overwhelmingly the entire song, except for that one guitar bit in the bridge. And yes, I know that is not a legitimate criticism, but those fuzzy synths start to bug my ears after a while.
Yeah.
But still, it's an undeniably appealing chorus and a lovely, lovely vocal performance. And it's kind of irresistible. You know, those little touches during the chorus are fantastic. I enjoyed this song a whole lot. So, you know, me coming up with a thing or two to ding it on is reaching.
Yeah. And I think I can get that as well. It is really chiptunesy, but it's hard to ding them for doing what we asked.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and despite anything that I'm dinging them for, I still love the song. So, you know, take it for what it is. I'm here to blather. That's what I'm doing.
Right. We have a whole nother day to think about rankings. So more listening, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right.